How could you? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
If you're listening on the chat room, you're 15 seconds in the past. You can join the Mumble server to be in the present with us. And if you'd like to do phone calls, that's always a thing.
Possible. We can squeeze you in.
So, mumble.rogueserver.com. Go to juniorrat.com.
Juniorrat.com.
Go to freespeechmotherfucker.com. Wastedmemory.com. Join the Discord. Subscribe to Whoopi on Patreon. And let's get this show on the roof. Let's get this show on the ropes.
Yes.
Let's shoot rope, Whoopi. Let's go.
Yeah. Welcome. Where's Whoopi? He's right here. Effortless fade. You can kind of hear it step down a little bit, so whatever. Pick up. Hi.
This person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message,
No, I won't do it. I won't do it. This isn't what America was founded on. America is founded on freedom of expression or something. Shit, what number was it? Oh, I didn't. I said shoot. I don't swear. I've never swore on the air. Live at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. Heroes, Whoopi.
What is happening? Agnes Demick speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. Where can I
Hello?
Put? Hi. Where can I put my hat?
What's that?
Hat.
Your hat?
Yeah. Like a my hat.
Yeah.
Where can I put him?
Sorry, I can't understand. Are you the guest or?
Yeah. My hat. He's different.
You have a cat?
A hat. It's like a medicine hat.
Okay.
Where do we put him? Like, for safekeeping.
Oh. I don't know.
Okay, we keep him in a box.
Sorry, can I have your name?
Jake.
Okay.
Feathers.
Are you our guest or?
I have a dog too. Well, can you invite me there? If, like, who's in charge of that? Because I think I have to be invited in before I can, like, come in. You know what I mean?
I know, like, the pets are not allowed in our hotel.
What about me personally? Like, if I come down there, would you let me inside?
You want to make a reservation?
If I had a reservation or I knew someone there, who is in charge of letting me in is what I mean. Like, to the property.
Okay, you want to stay there or, like, stay here? Or I don't understand.
I have a friend who's staying there and I kind of want to, like, see what's up with him, but I'm not sure whose permission I get to go into his room. I know I'd get his permission, but I'm not sure if you're in charge of giving permission.
Okay, then I'll come to the front desk, and then I can let you in when he will tell me.
I can't, like, enter the building until you give me permission, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. And we're gonna, like, put my coffin in his room so I can sleep there.
What do you want to do?
I have a coffin, I sleep in it. We're gonna just move it into his room.
No, you can do that.
Oh, it's like a box. Okay. It's like a box.
Have
it's a like a wooden
night.
Box. It's normal.
Yeah.
It's nothing scary. Yeah. It's normal. It's like a normal coffin box for me.
No, you can't
in.
Do that. Okay. Have
well,
a good
can
night.
I bring in my shoes? Am I allowed to bring my shoes in there? It's a shoe box. It holds all my shoes. That's what it is. It's not a bed for me to sleep in. It's a shoe box now for hypothetical purposes.
Okay, have a good night.
No, I can't. I need... Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I'm your host, Wappy.
I'm your co-host, James Grug.
Jimmy Snugs in the sheets and Vanilla Gorilla in the streets.
It's your boy, the Vanilla Gorilla, James Grug, calling something.
That would have been perfect if the next number was for the Medicine Hat Villa.
Why?
Oh, the rhyme.
Oh, it's going to happen anyway. The Vanilla Gorilla staying at the Medicine Hat Villa.
This is TC Motel. I don't know what that means.
Villa than you've ever heard about.
TC Motel.
What to do with your boy, James Scruggs? I'm up here in the room. We are just chilling out here, smoking some dabs and shit. And I was just wanting to make sure that it was cool if I'm smoking cigarettes. As long as I do that under the bed, that's a good thing, right? Like, we're good. I won't get charged.
Which room you in?
I'm in the room that you guys gave me. I forgot the number, though. I just remember that I went down there and I checked in. I gave you all my information, and you gave me the little key card, or whatever.
No, room is non-smoking.
Oh, well, as long as I do it under the bed, we're good, though, right? Because, like, if I do it under the bed, no one's gonna know.
Oh, shut up.
Why? Don't tell me to shut up. You shut up.
Fucking asshole.
I'm not a fucking asshole. I'm a nice guy. I'm James Scruggs. They call me the Vanilla Gorilla. Oh. Alright.
Is he still there?
Fucking asshole. Yeah. That's alright. I am a fucking asshole. I'm a real piece of shit.
That's a perfect reaction. That's what I love.
I don't know why you got so mad. I'm just in the room just taking dabs.
Oh, because you're an asshole. Welcome
I'm
to the
a
show.
Real
You're
piece
listening.
Of shit.
You're listening live. It's help me out. I don't have one on cue.
Welcome to the show. It's 9:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, post meridian or whatever.
Yeah.
Your host is Whoopi. You're listening at rogueserver.com/Whoopi, because where else would you listen to a prank call on the internet on a Thursday night, or any night for that matter, other than rogueserver.com/Whoopi, or possibly /wasted memory, or /Dragomir, or coming soon /don't sweat the stereo for something else. And yeah, welcome to the show. Whoopi is gonna do a prank call now, as is tradition. And let's all give Whoopi our ear.
Oh, Whoopi's Wagon. Welcome to Whoopi's Wagon. I'm your host, Whoopi. And yes, all those things you said are real. I just put in candy. Why did I eat more candy?
Thank you for calling Clarion Point Hotel in Medicine Hat. To reach a guest, please enter the 3-digit room number. For front desk, press 1 or stay on the line.
1, 2, 3 is not a valid extension. Please try again. Transferring to the guest.
Uh-oh. I don't know what to say to a guest.
The guest is not available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
I really wanted to speak to the guest. I guess I'll speak to the front desk or the operator.
Thank you for calling Clarion Point Hotel in Medicine Hat. To reach a guest, please enter the 3-digit.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator. Is not available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone. Press the pound key to end recording.
Oh, that I'm easily amused. Oh, welcome to Wappy's Wagon. I'm Wappy, your host, for calling Medicine Hat. There's no theme tonight.
Hello?
Hi. Is this the,
Hello?
Hi. Is this the, Hi. Did I call the right place to get like a room? Nah. You see, that didn't work. It didn't work.
Strike one.
I'm gonna call them back. I need to figure out what it is. I like that lady. Oh, it's a gas bar.
Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry. My phone was cutting out. This is the gas bar, right?
The Husky gas bar, yes.
Yeah. How do we do it there for a gas bar? I'm new to the country and Medicine Hat. I just don't know how like the gas bar works. Is it like on tap?
Do you want to fuel up?
Yeah, I guess. Or do I like? Is it like in glass or something? It just seems abnormal to me.
Is it what? You're cutting out still really bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. A gas bar is just new to me. I just don't know like what a gas bar is like.
It's just like a regular convenience store.
Oh, you know, no one's drinking gas or anything silly like that.
No.
How many liters before they cut me off there? I guess is the question.
I'm not sure.
Cause I got a car.
Yeah.
And I also have like a can. And I have a jug.
Yeah.
And I'm able to fill up all these things all at once?
You can. The only thing I would have to do is I would have to automate the gas for your car first, and then do a separate one for your other one, and a separate one for your other one.
Is it like AI automation?
No.
Okay. Because I don't want AI in my car.
No, it's not. We're one of the oldest gas stations.
Sweet. Oh, I have a cup, too.
Yeah.
I can put the gas in the cup?
Yeah, the only thing is you have to prepay first, whether that's coming inside or paying at the pump.
Okay. I went to, because I got Tim Hortons, and I got one of those cups, and I just figure I put some gas in it for emergencies.
Yeah?
Yeah. I figured out that would work good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whenever you swing by then.
Yeah.
You have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Welcome to Wappy's Wagon. I'm Wappy, your host. Live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. That was a gas bar. Kind of have no ideas tonight. I hope the co-host has some good ideas.
Thank you for calling your friendly neighborhood Safeway. Using your touchtone phone, make a selection from the following options, or stay on the line and your call will be automatically transferred to our customer service desk. For store hours and location information, press 1.
Is it my turn?
For our bakery, press 2. For our deli, press 3.
Safeway.
For our floral
Safeway.
Department,
yeah.
Press 4. For our pharmacy, press 5.
Do you want to talk
for
to
our
them,
meat
or?
Department,
yeah.
Press 7.
Oh, I don't care.
For
I'm
all other inquiries and customer
question.
Service, please press 8.
I press 7 for
wait
meat.
While I transfer your call.
Meat.
Yeah, meat. I love that cat noise.
You might have to call like the customer service desk.
Yeah.
There's probably no one in the meat department.
Let's call.
Thank you for calling your friendly neighborhood Safeway. Using your
eight.
Wait
customer
while I
service.
Transfer your call.
Good evening, Division Avenue Safeway.
Hey, so this is a prank call and everything, but I do actually have a serious question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right, so is it safe down there?
Yep.
Yeah, all right, so there's nothing sharp that's gonna stick me or poke me or anything like that.
Okay, what is your question?
It's safe down there, right? There's nothing sharp that's gonna stick me or poke me, or there's nothing I could like trip and fall on. You know, it's
is your number 1-724-2450-198?
Uh-oh.
I think so. I'm not sure. I don't actually know my own phone number. I'm not weird.
Okay, so what is it that you need to know?
Well, like I said, I was just wondering if it's safe down there. Like, it's safe down there? Like, there's nothing that's going to stick me or poke me? And
I don't understand where you mean down there.
In the parking lot waiting. Down there at the Safeway?
What was her issue? That's,
I don't know. She's insane. I feel like I was nice that whole time.
You were nice. Welcome to the show. You're listening live.
Welcome to the show. Apparently, it's not cool to ask people if it's safe.
No, it's dangerous down there.
That's the safe
mark
way.
Mark that as a dangerous way.
Mark it as read your phone number out loud.
Yeah. I should have been a little faster on that, but hopefully, well, if you heard it, it's not real. There we go.
If you heard it, make sure you search it on Google so you can get Whoopi's full name and information.
And if you heard it, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. It's Whoopi's Wagon. It's currently 9:21 and 58 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. It's September 25th, 2025. I'm your host.
Make sure you follow Whoopi on Blue Sky.
Make sure to follow me at my house. My address is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Make sure you follow Whoopi home.
You can hit me with a stick. I probably deserve it.
Hit you with the biggest stick you've ever seen. All right, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Dave's Off Pub.
Hi, I got the owl wings, and they're kind of, like, overdone.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Did you have a takeout for wings? They're saying it's overdone, so I passed it on free. Yeah. A guy's saying he has takeout wings, and they're overdone.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I had the owl wings, and they're, like, a little weird.
Which wings did you have, Tori?
Owl wings. I don't know if they're, like, good or, like, if they're done the right way. Know what I mean?
Tori, like, what kind of wings did you get, like, the flavor?
Owl wings? They're, like, from an owl, I guess. They're
oh, hot
like,
wings?
Yeah. Like, regular hot owl wings.
Okay.
Are they safe to eat if they're overdone or what?
Yeah, wings are still good if they're extra crispy.
Okay, and then whenever I was at home, I made myself some chicken, and it was like a day after its use by, and my brother said it tasted metallic, but it tasted okay to me, and it smelled okay, and I cut it on a wood cutting board. Am I safe?
For the chicken?
Yeah.
We shouldn't have old chicken here. We go through so much chicken, and they always check it.
Okay. So that's
yeah.
normal? And my brother isn't sick?
What, sorry?
Oh, my brother.
Sorry, you're just cutting in and out. Say that again?
My brother. He's
yeah,
like
what
my...
about your brother?
Oh, because I made him some food, and I cut it on a wood cutting board. And it
yes.
was a, my chicken was a day past its use-by date, but it smelt okay.
What do you mean it was used past the day?
Well, like, on the package it says used by the 24th. That's the 25th now.
I have no idea, because that wouldn't be from us, so I couldn't tell you.
Because I thought it was from you guys.
No.
Is it like chicken tenderloins used by 9/24/25?
I have no idea.
Okay. So that's not
okay.
normal?
I have no idea. If you got something from us, it won't have a date on it.
Yeah.
The kitchen would only have the date for it, and they wouldn't be selling old food.
So how do I put a date on my food, then, if I get it from there? Is it, like, do I use it
I don't know.
Date, or is it, like, the date the chicken
I don't know. That is up to you.
Okay, so I get right.
Did you guys have anything else?
No. I have owls.
Okay.
Or
okay.
My cat?
Okay. You guys have a good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
I love you. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. I don't have any ideas tonight. And it's going to be a shorter show than usual because a certain co-host has a certain job to get to.
I have to wake up early in the morning.
Early.
So therefore, it's a short show tonight. I apologize for anyone who's disappointed by this, but hey, guess what? The Whoopi Show is twice a week, motherfuckers. So y'all should be kissing my ass. Subscribe to Whoopi's Patreon at juniorrat.com.
C-O-M. Oh, wait, it's Jimmy's turn. What is this? Tim Hortons. That's what it is. Can we get a Canadian psychopath who reads a phone number?
Trying to get me some Timbits.
Come on, Tim Hortons.
Guess you gotta try a different Timmy's.
We'll mark this as no. I really, sometime, I want to call these numbers that have no on them. But I'm pretty sure
that'll no be... show.
Yeah, the no show. I'm pretty sure that'll just be 100% ringing phones, though.
No.
Okay.
The no show.
That's
with
all the
your
numbers
boy Whoopi.
I had. But we'll just... It just sucks, you know? I think you get all these numbers.
Trim bits. Trying to get me some trim bits.
We already called this one. Shoot.
Trying to get my hand on some trim bits.
Shoot.
Now, I'm being informed that I should mention at your local Walmart, there's a very good deal for two pieces of chicken and a side. I think it's $3. It's very cheap. It's very affordable.
It's a good deal.
And if you go there and, yeah, you can get one. So it's $3.29 and you add an additional side for just 50 cents. So it's actually a really good deal. And thank you to my corporate sponsors for sending in that that reminder.
Good evening, Players Pub.
What's poppin', this Players Pub? How's it going? I was just wondering, like, hello, what the fuck? What a bitch. Call that back.
Okay.
What is it? Is it a restaurant?
Players Pub and Eatery.
Players Pub?
Yeah. Medicine Hat's not a town to be trifled with.
Apparently not, dude. What the fuck? Not fucking around.
Good evening, Players Pub.
Hey,
hello?
Hello, what the fuck? What a bitch. I'm talking, right? Like,
yeah, you're going through. I'll mark this as rude. I'll call once more.
Yeah, super rude.
You don't count as calls.
Super rude. Super duper rude.
One more time. I think it's okay.
Is there a hotel near this place or something? Like,
yeah, there should be.
Alright, yeah.
I'll talk to them. Cause...
You want to
Hey, why do you keep hanging up on me? I've just got questions. Jimmy's got questions, and you just keep hanging up. Could you be
what
like...
What would you like?
Well, Jimmy, want to talk to her? Just
well,
I can't hear
I mean,
you.
Not necessarily.
Talk to Jimmy.
You still can't fucking hear me? Hello? I've got the phone directly
want?
In my mouth. Well, I was trying to figure out, like, what's your limit on burgers? Oh, you scumbag. You fucking... fuck that bitch. Fuck... fuck all of that.
Oh,
fuck okay. All of that.
I've marked that as... Wow.
Mark that as fucking broken.
Rude.
Their phone doesn't work.
No, that's just rudeness.
That's fucking impossible. The fuck? That's garbage. That's garbage. Back in garbage.
You might have called every hotel in Medicine Hat. I don't know. Let's move out of Medicine Hat. Fuck Medicine Hat. If you're from Medicine Hat, no offense.
Fuck you. That's my official instructions.
If you're from Medicine Hat, welcome to the show. It's Wuppy's Wagon. I'm your host, Wuppy.
If you're from Medicine Hat, fucking stay there.
Because it's a lovely place to live. What's this? Let's move to a different town. Oh, Tabor. Okay, I definitely haven't caught this down before. Welcome to the show. You're listening live at rogueserver.com/Wuppy. Or on juniorrat.com, you're listening to a edited down phone call. Individual phone calls. It's still your turn, Jimmy. It's days in.
Jason in Daybreak, good evening.
Hey, so I was just wondering, hey, you can hear me all right? Because I've been having issues.
Yes.
Okay, great, because I've been having trouble with my phone lately, and it's been, like, a real pain in the ass. I've been having a, you know, it's been giving me an attack, really. But, so I just wanted to know, I'm going out for a little while. I got my room up here, and I'm going out for a little while. I just want to make sure that my room stays safe. What would you recommend I do if I wanted to set my room up, like, Home Alone style?
Home Alone style?
Yeah, like Home Alone style, like when Kevin McAllister, he's got like those two guys are trying to like rob his house, and so he does like puts a bunch of booby traps. So I'm just trying to like trap up my room a little bit, so that way if anybody tries to come in while I'm not there, you know, like they get like a frying pan in the face or something. I don't really know. I haven't thought it all the way through. I know it's going to involve a series of Rube Goldberg machines. But that's about as far as I've gotten.
So you have
a
chicken today?
Is there a hardware store nearby? Yeah, no, I've been in the room for a little while. I've just been getting increasingly like paranoid, and so I just kind of want to like safeguard my room and just set it up like Home Alone style, you know?
Yes. What is your room number?
Oh, I'm not actually sure. I usually take those off the room when I get the room. I usually take them off because I don't want anybody to know, like, where I'm staying. I have a lot of ops.
What is your room number? Sorry, what is your name?
Well, my name's James Scrugg. J-A-M-E-S-C-R-U-G-G. Excuse me, sorry, I'm very high. But that's probably not the name that I gave when I was down there. I usually give, like, kind of a fake name just so that way I can stay off the radar because, like I said, I have a lot of ops are out there just trying to take me down. So that's why I take down the numbers, you know, because just in case somebody saw me go in, I don't want them to know what room I went into. They just saw I went into a room.
Okay. Can I have the last 4 digits of your credit card?
No, absolutely not. I would never give that out over the phone.
Okay, sir. So anytime you can come to the front desk and we can have a chat.
Well, like, I was just wondering, like, if you had any advice on how I could make some kind of, like, Home Alone style, like,
don't you worry. The hotel is very safe.
Okay. Is there a hardware store nearby?
Excuse me?
A hardware store? Like, is there a place I could buy, like, some tools or some wood or something?
No,
I'm trying to get some wood.
No, sorry.
All right, so I can't get any wood. And, but the hotel's safe, though? That's good.
Yes, sir.
All right. So maybe just I'll put, like, you know, I'll put, like, a heater under the door handle so that way if somebody tries to break in, they burn their hand or something.
If you take the heater, it's going to have a charge there.
It's going to be charged? That's good.
Oh, yes.
Like,
whatever you,
I would like
whatever
it to work.
You do in the room is going to be like a damage, and the hotel will be charged.
Oh, well, no, I don't think I'm going to damage anything. I think, if anything, I'm going to be making my own traps.
All right. Well, you can come to the front desk and we can have a chat, sir. Have a good night.
I mean, if you remember in the movie, the only thing that really got damaged in the house was Buzz's room, and that was actually unrelated.
Sir, I'm going to put you in hold for 1 minute.
Kevin
I have a customer
being weird,
right here.
You know, like he was trying to like snoop in his brother's room and find like some cool stuff, like I guess like some pornography magazines and like firecrackers. And maybe he was looking for cigarettes. Right, you can hang up on that, I'm done.
Perhaps. Is that good?
Hello? Who's at the door? Stop fucking knocking. I said hello. Who is here? Who is it? What do you want?
Alright, I do want to give her more time, but I also don't.
No, I don't want you to give her any more time. I'm done with this call.
Welcome to Wappy's Wagon. I'm Wappy, your host on the wagon. Tonight is me, Wappy, and my co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, Jimmy Snugs in the Sheets, or if you know him in either, you
also,
probably know
also him. Known as Kevin McAllister.
Kevin McAllister, the Vanilla Gorilla.
The Vanilla Gorilla.
Oh, that's another
Jame.
Jame Gum.
Jame Snug. Bug.
Bug. Glug, glug. I don't know why.
Chug-a-lug,
like,
chug-a-lug.
I like Canada a lot. I don't know why.
Makes you want to holla, howdy, ho.
Thank you for calling the Sandman Hotel and Suites Lethbridge, setting new standards in corporate travel. For in-house reservations and guest services, press 0. For Sandman Central reservations, press...
Oh, you said something I want to say.
Corporate travel.
Good evening, Sal speaking. How may I take your call?
Hi, Sal. Are you at the front desk there at the Sandman Hotel in the bridge?
Right.
Yeah. Where in the room can I hide stuff? Because I have stuff. Like, I'm staying there with my brother, but I don't want him to find some of the stuff I have.
Oh, what's your room number?
17. I have, like, it's legal stuff, but it's just embarrassing. I have firecrackers and pornography magazines. I have to, like, hide those somewhere.
No, I know, but what's your room number, though?
Oh, 17, I think. Is it just put them under the bed sort of situation, or the safe, or what?
You can bring us downstairs, so we can keep it for you, and whenever you ask, we'll get back
okay.
to you.
And you guys won't make fun of me for it, or about it, because it's like pornography magazines and firecrackers?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We'll just keep it at the back, and whenever you need it, just get it out from us.
Can I put it in the box so it's hidden?
I mean, we have a box in the back.
Yeah.
So we can keep it there, but I can't give you that box because that's a big bin.
Oh.
That's for the guests.
Yeah.
So if somebody want to give us something, always take it.
I have a cardboard box. I'll just put the pornography magazines and the firecrackers in that, and then you can put it in the big
sure.
box in the back. And that's
no
okay?
Problem, no problem. Yeah, that's totally fine for me.
And
okay, thank you.
Just don't look at the pornography. It's embarrassing.
Oh, no. We are not going to go through your stuff at all. We're just going to put it back and put your sticker on the top that you leave your stuff whenever you come back and you'll get it. That's it.
Okay, and don't light off any of the firecrackers because
don't worry, sir. We are not going to touch anything at all.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
He's going to touch something. JK.
That man is so professional.
Super professional.
I would trust him with my pornography magazines and firecrackers. But would you? Live on RogueServer.com, I'm Whoopi. Topography. I guess we're calling hotels.
Thank you for calling the Coast Lethbridge Hotel and Conference Center. For reservations, please press 1. To speak with one of our front desk ambassadors, press 2. To reach our group sales,
you are being transferred
ambassadors.
To
front desk.
Oh, my voice is going to the air and the phone. That's on
okay.
The
phone. I call.
Thank you for calling Coast Lethbridge Hotel.
Whoa, what's up, man? It's your boy James Scruggs. I'm up in my room right now. I've been taking some fat, like, globber dabs, you know, out of my Puffco. And I was just wondering, nobody's been complaining, right? Like, I haven't received any complaints about any kind of funky smells coming from my room or nothing like that. Because my dabs, they don't really... I'm not sure of my room number, actually. I'm pretty high, and I don't usually write those things down. I kind of just check in and get really high, you know. This is where I come when I'm trying to get away from my wife. I told you it's Scruggs. S-C-R-U-G-G-G-G-G-S. Scruggs.
Can you just give me one moment?
I'm trying, man. I've been here. I'm here.
Is it called Kelly Cruz?
Do what?
Can I have your first name, please?
Jame.
Jame, right?
Jame.
I don't usually check in
under a real name. I usually check in under somebody else's name. So, like, if there's any other names down there, you could use one of those. That's usually how I do it.
I just wanted to ask one more thing. Are you staying at the Ghost Hotel?
Am I the Ghost Hotel?
No. Are you staying at the Coast Hotel?
Yeah, that's the hotel I'm at, the Coast Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out here. I've been up in my room, like, taking these fat, epic globber dabs, like, full Q-tip style, you know? Like, that's just fucking hardcore. It tastes really good, too, man. If you want some when you get off your shift, let me know. I'll come down there.
No, I'm all good.
Yeah, you're good.
How can I help you?
Well, so, like, I was just making sure nobody's been complaining about, like, the smells coming out of my room and that, like, I was also wondering, like, if it would be possible maybe a little bit later I could come down there and play some video games in the lobby. I got, like, a TV that I built a console into, basically. So, like, I could just bring that right down and plug it in. I got the controllers. I'll bring my Puffco. And we'll have, we'll have a champagne jam, as they like to say.
You can ask the night person about this. I'm not sure. And
how long
about
until the night person comes? How long? How much longer am I going to have to wait? Is the night person
11
cool? 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's usually
cool.
About when I got to go to bed, to be honest. But I was gonna come down there for like an hour, like nowish, and like we could play some. I got like all the Super Nintendo and all the PlayStation games. It's got like every Game Boy game. I got the Dreamcast, all the Dreamcast games. I got every arcade game from like 1992 to like I guess about like 2007 at least. I
got
everything,
but, I can't.
You got that too?
With you.
That's cool, bro.
Right now,
I like video games.
But
yeah.
I'm on shift right now, so I can't play.
Yeah, but the night guy can? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm sorry?
The night guy will be able to play some video games with me, though?
Because
he's not as busy?
It totally depends on the arrival. If there are too many guests
this
arriving
old lady?
On the night.
Oh.
No,
it's
his boy.
Like if an old lady shows up?
No, he's a boy.
He's a boy. Well, yeah, but like if an old lady shows up, she'll be offended because we're gaming. And gamers really are like the most depressed people. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it, man. You know how it is. You're a gamer, right? You play video games?
No, I don't.
No? What do you do? What do you like to do? Do you play, like, guitar?
I love to drive.
Oh, you like to drive? That's cool. What do you drive?
Tesla.
Oh, really? That's cool. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
That's very fun. So you drive it, though? Like, you don't let it drive?
I go for that, like, I drive myself, I don't...
Yeah, you don't let it autopilot, you drive it.
Like, I do
this
with other, that's why.
Yeah, you, like, actually drive your car, you don't let it drive itself.
Yep. And
that's cool.
Talking about the smell, I can give you 30% discount at the time of checkout, just let us know.
30% discount just because I'm bad?
Because of the smell you're getting.
Oh, no. The smell is from the dabs that I'm up here taking. Like, it doesn't linger okay, for very long. Yeah, okay. I was making sure that nobody else had complained about me. I don't need it. I can pay full price. This room has been lovely. I've been very much enjoying my stay here. And when I check out, I'm gonna give a little wink and a nod so that you know. And
perfect.
It'll be great. It'll be good. But that's awesome, man. I hope that you have a great time with your Tesla and anything else you end up driving in the future. And so everything's cool up here. If I want to smoke cigarettes, I just have to blow it under the bed, right?
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't want to allow guests to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, like wink, wink, as long as I do it under the bed at school.
No, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, okay. Yeah, I think I can live with that. But yeah, I mean, you've been a tremendous help tonight. I really appreciate it. I'm gonna try my luck with the night guy a little later. I'm gonna bring down the video games and see what he thinks. And I'd be like, hey man, check this out. This is awesome. And like, I got a couple joints roll. I'll go outside. We'll have a good. Good night, me and him. I think he and I will be some good friends. But yeah, I've been here at the room and wanted to make sure everything was on the up and up and everything's cool. So everything's pretty great. And yeah, thanks. Thanks, Bunches.
Thank you.
All right, dog. You have a nice night. With love, the Vanilla Gorilla. James Scrugg. Yeah, we out here. Yeah, peace.
What a nice man.
Yeah, what a sweetheart. Who says everyone who works at the hotel's mean?
Well, if they say that, they're wrong.
30% discount because the room smells.
Because you make the smell. If you make a smell, it's 30% discount. Oh, that I want to say that at some point. Kind of out of ideas, but I feel obligated to do it even though I don't have to do this.
Well, I think what you could say with regards to what we were just talking about is something along the lines of, well, at the last hotel, I just told them that the room already smelled like that and they gave me a discount. So if I make the room smell, will I be able to do the same thing? That's terrible. That's so stupid.
I get a discount if I make the room smell bad. That's
you get a
idea.
Discount. Yeah.
Well, that fits in with an idea I had about cutting onions forever ago. Oh, that they didn't pick up. They hit a button on the phone. A lot of hotels here. You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. It's Whoopi with a H.
Welcome to the Travelodge by Wyndham in Lethbridge, Alberta. If you know the guest room number you are trying to reach, please dial it now. To reach the front desk or for reservations, dial 0. Thank you for calling.
You are being transferred to...
Oh.
That's Fish Thomas, Sandy speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Sandy. Do I get a discount if the room smells bad?
I didn't get you. Sorry, sir.
Oh. Do I get a discount if the room smells bad?
Smells bad?
Yeah.
What it does mean?
Oh, like whenever you go in, you sniff at it with your nose and you go, "Pew, that stinks," like that.
We do not have rooms like that.
Oh, but if I make a room smell, do I get a discount?
doesn't make sense, sir.
Oh,
do you need a room?
I have like onions and like garlic. I'm gonna like rub it in the bed. And if it'll smell really, really bad. But if you like that smell, it might smell good. But I'm thinking I could do that.
We do have rooms available. It's up to you what you want to eat or what you want to do in the room.
So I can, like, wrap my bed sheets and my pillows and the mattress and, like, onions and garlic and stuff and, like, massage it in?
Oh, my God. It's not going to happen, sir.
Oh, I have, like, a food processor. And I just chuck them all in. I grind it up to, like, a goo. And I slather it.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say now.
I just slather the garlic onion goo like on my clothes, and like I put it on my shoes, in my shoes, and I like it gets on the floor, and it makes it smell like garlics and onions. But it smells really good if you like.
So you
that
work
smell.
In a, like any food company?
I work for I work for the onion farm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I can give you the room, but it's just like your suit or like, you know, like your clothes. So you can take you can wash them. We have a laundry on the second floor.
Who do I give the laundry to for them to make it go like spin in a circle?
Oh, I really don't know like how to answer your questions.
Oh, I'm abnormal. I'm not normal.
Okay, so you want to get a room?
I'm thinking about it because I got this onions and garlic, and I got these old rotten potatoes, and they smell pretty bad. And I figure I just leave them in like the corner or something to make it stink pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay, you can come in. We'll decide it that
time. And will you like check out these onions and stuff? These onions are fresh.
I know, like, how onions, smell.
Yeah.
So I do not need to check.
Do you know how they do onions? Like, where they come from?
I do have onions.
Where do they come from?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm from Canada.
Oh, no, the onions are from Canada, too?
I don't know.
It's like onions.
I have never went to the farm.
Oh, I work on the farm, but I don't know how the onions, where they come from. I work, like, in marketing and, like, graphic design. So they just give me a couple onions every now and then, and I make, like, a graphic for them.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, it would help me a lot if I knew, like, how they were made.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figure they assemble them somehow, but it just, like, they get that paper on them, and I don't know how they do that one.
They don't have, like, any business with the room, right? So if you want to get the room, so let me know. I'll get you the room.
I have a bunch of these onion papers left over. Can I, like, trade them in?
So you're going to bring the onions with you?
Yeah.
You are working in the... Mm-hmm.
I also have some of the these rotten potatoes. I'll leave... If I could put them at the front desk, that'll make me feel better. And the kale.
No, I can't, like, put those, like, on the front desk.
Oh, they're rotten. They smell really, really bad. They smell like they smell like a BM. Yeah,
then why you are, like, getting into your room if they are smells bad?
Because my friend James said that if it smells bad, he said his room smelled bad because he was doing dabs and smoking cigarettes and stuff, and they gave him a 30% discount about it.
No, we don't have, like, anything like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're smoking these cigarettes under the bed?
We have nice, clean rooms. We do have smoking rooms available, but those are not, like, smells like onion.
Ah. My friend James, he was smoking cigarettes under the bed in, like, a non-smoking room, but then he complained about the smell of smoke, and he got a 30% discount.
No, we do not have rooms, like, with the bad smell.
Okay.
Our rooms, like, very neat and clean. They don't have any smell like that.
And my boots got a lot of mud on them, so can I just kick that mud around?
You are making fun?
These boots are really muddy. I was, like, walking, like, puddles
if
and
if you're
mud.
Working, they're supposed to.
I just, right? I'll just kick that mud around in the room. Like, wipe my boots off in the sink.
No, I don't think so, that you're going to do like that.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's not okay with you, I won't do it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, and then what about the potatoes, though? Did I kick those around?
Oh, my God. I don't know, like...
They smell like...
I don't want to answer your questions. If you need a room, just let me know. I'll make a reservation and you can come in.
As these potatoes are like a couple of years old. They're all rotten. They smell like poo-poo. If I just like kick them, it'll get like in the grain of the shoe. And it'll stink around a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like full grain leather. I got mink oil. I rub on them. I got a steel toe. I figure I just shoved some of those old rotten potatoes in my boots. They'll smell real bad. Yeah. And I put the potatoes on the bed and I jump on the bed with my boots on, if that's okay. Like that. I would just jump up and down on the bed. Because I got my boots on, I'm gonna jump on the bed with them on, and the dirt and the mud and the potatoes will fly out and it'll like splatter, and it'll be real cool. Like jumping on the bed like that. Because it's got the springs in it, right? The beds have the springs in them? Oh, my eye. Oh, the onions got in my eyes. I gotta go now or else I'll cry. It'll make me look like a wimp. I'm a strong guy. I'm a big, tough guy. Like a big, burly man. All right, Sally, Sue, Mary, Moo. I gotta go. Bye. Oh, she hung up for me. What a nice lady. She said her name and I totally forgot it. Okay. You might like this one, Jimmy.
What is it?
Nights In.
Nights In?
Yeah.
Alright, it's been a minute.
Do you want any SFX cute?
No, I'm okay. Welcome to the show.
My eyes really are.
Thanks for calling me. How can I help you?
Hey, what's poppin'? I was just trying to figure out. Hey, so I have a question about the rooms up there. Do you have any rooms that are like night style?
Like which style?
Like night style? Like, I'm sure there's like queens and kings and stuff, but is there like a night style?
No, we only have the queen rooms here.
Oh, there's just queen rooms there? Would it be okay for someone like a knight to stay in there?
No, I'm not sure about that.
So like if I was a knight, I couldn't stay in the queen room because I'm just a knight?
I'm not sure about this because I don't know about it, but if you give me some time, then I can confirm it with the manager, then I can call you back.
How much time would I have to give you?
Like 5 minutes?
Because I'm just a noble knight, and I'm looking for, you know, a place to lay my head for. So, but you're saying that I'd have to be a queen, or at least a king?
No, we actually don't even have the kings. We have only the knight queen beds there.
Right. So, but I'm just saying, like, so y'all don't have any rooms like that are knight style.
No.
Like,
I don't. There's
do y'all have like a stable for my horses?
No. Not at all.
No stable.
Yeah.
But this is. I thought this was the Knight's Inn.
Yeah, this is Knight's Inn, Lethbridge, but we don't have the stable for the horses.
Do you have a place for, like, my armor and my chainmail?
No, I don't think so, no.
No. So it really is just rooms that are, like, fit for queens.
Yeah.
So, like, but if I went in there and I didn't tell you that I was a knight, would you guys give me a room?
Yeah, but if you want to, like, keep your horses or something like that, we don't have anything for that, okay?
Well, like, I can just leave them with my stepbrother. That's not a big deal. Like, I know what year it is. I drive a car, but I do have the horses because, you know, it comes with the territory. But, I mean, yeah, that all sounds great, but, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Y'all are called the Knight's Inn. I think you might want to consider getting some knight-style rooms. Do my squires eat free, like, in the morning? Like, y'all got, like, a complimentary breakfast for squires?
No, we didn't have complimentary breakfast here in the morning.
Oh, not even for, like, a knight?
No.
All right. Do you have breakfast?
Just have the coffee at the point. No,
oh,
we don't.
Oh, it's just a coffee? All right,
yeah.
Okay. Do you think that, like, over a cup of coffee, I could find someone down there who'd be willing to accept a duel? Like a challenge?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Well, what's it usually like in the morning? Is it like a great group of guys getting coffee? Because, you know, it just takes one great man to slay a knight.
Yeah, but we usually don't have a lot of people over here.
All right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate all your help tonight. It really helped me in making a decision. I'm going to have to try a few more hotels, but you might see me, and if you do, I'm going to hope that you don't know it's me because you already know that I am knighted, and you know how we all feel about that, I guess, down there at the Knight's Inn, where you're not allowed to stay if you're a knight. But that's okay. I'll talk to you later. I hope you have a splendid evening, and just watch out for any queens. Don't let them give you any guff, because just because they're royal, that doesn't mean that they're better than you.
Okay, have a good night, sir.
Okay, my fair lady, I love you.
She hung up.
What a jerk. Didn't even say she loves me back.
That just sucks. This just sucks. Welcome to Wappy's Wagon. I'm Wappy, your host. You're listening live on RogueStar.com/Wappy. I'm Wappy, your host, co-host, Jane. Scrug, singular. Also known as Vanilla Gorilla. It's currently at 10:07, 30 seconds. Eastern Standard Time, Post Meridian. September 25th, 2025.
Some douchebag.
What the hell's this number? What a talk of this. I don't know what this is. We we are doing a bit of a shorter show tonight because the co-host has pressing matters where he has to shut his eyes for an extended period of time and go unconscious.
Thank you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham, Lethbridge. Please listen carefully as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please.
Thank you for calling Super 8, Angie speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, am I allowed to render myself unconscious there?
Are you allowed to? I beg your pardon?
Render myself unconscious in the room.
Sorry, I didn't, your line is breaking, so I'm not really hearing you well.
I
think I can hear you better now.
I'm in the bed. Am I allowed to like fall unconscious and lose consciousness in the bed, or is that not allowed?
Lose consciousness? How do you mean?
Well, I'm feeling like I'm slipping away a little bit whenever I'm laying here, and I feel like I'm gonna like lose my consciousness and then wake up. Oh, it's not a scary thing. It's normal.
Oh, okay. Which room number are you in?
Eight. But it's not an emergency
eight?
Or anything. Yeah.
Is that your room number, eight?
Yeah, or like whenever you like go in and you like you walk down the hall and you go down, you go left and then down eight and then you turn to the right, that one, I think. Or do I have to be awake for the entire visit? I don't know which one it is.
208 is actually on the second floor, and we don't have any other number within 8 that is on reservation yet. Is it in Super 8? Because you just called Super 8 right now.
Or in Knights Inn. I'm just curious if this is like a wake-only hotel.
Well, this is Super 8. Super 8 Wyndham Hotel.
Am I allowed to, like, do an unconsciousness there, or no? I don't want to get in trouble or anything. I can't go unconscious.
No, we don't. And I believe you're not in our our rooms right now.
Oh.
I think maybe you called somewhere.
Oh, I caught
a super... Can I have your name?
Jake?
Oh, no, we don't have a Jake in-house at the
moment. Oh, it's Jacoby. It's short for Jacoby. If you have Jacoby, that's me. I just, I've been awake for about 10 days now. So I feel like I should be unconscious a little bit, and then I get gain my consciousness, regain it, and I'll feel gooder about it.
Are you on medication?
No.
So, what is the reason behind that? You feeling unconscious?
Oh, because if you, like, lay in the bed. Like, you know, whenever you lay in the bed, you close your eyes, and then, like, it's another day?
Yeah, I get that. But,
yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you're medical assistance.
Medical medicine? I'm from a Medicine Hat.
Oh. And also, on our files, we don't have a Jacoby.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I might be Mr. Feathers,
we don't have
then.
Your name.
Maybe it's Jake's room. I think it's Jake's room. From AOL.
Yeah, even Jake. We don't have a Jake.
Because I met him on AOL, and he said he can just, like, fall unconscious in my room, and I'll, like, watch.
And do you know when are you checking out?
8. Like, it's one day, and then you close your eyes, and it's a completely different day, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm asking, since you said you're in our rooms, you said you're at Super 8, so I'm asking, do you know when is your checkout? When are you checking out?
8, I think. Of clock.
Okay. All right.
If you have any, books you can read at me, it'll help me, like, do a closing my eyes sort of thing.
No, we don't have that. Sorry.
No, because I have... If you read me one and it's good, it'll make me fall unconscious. And then I'll regain consciousness and I'll be, like, alert.
Yeah, but I don't have any books.
Oh. That's whatever Jim says.
Yeah, we don't have a
book. Whatever Jim says...
That's what?
Whatever my master says is the law, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. I believe I should leave you to rest. So, yeah, you have a good night.
What about Jim? Is he allowed to talk?
No.
This is Jim.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
I love you. Or no, like platonic. Like I love my grandma.
This is Jim, and I'm definitely allowed to talk, motherfucker.
What?
I'm allowed to talk as much as I want. I can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. You want to talk? I know how to talk. I can jaw with the best of them. I'm Jim.
Oh. This is... what do you mean, Mama? Okay, she hung up. That was weird. That was weird. I don't know what that was. Aside from weird. But what can you expect on Whoopi's Wagon? I'm your host, Whoopi. It is going to be a bit of a shorter show tonight. Because... co-host Jane has to sleep, and honestly, I'm honestly feeling the effects of it after that phone call.
I think he's more tired than I am, folks. I'm gonna have trouble going to sleep. This motherfucker is gonna be trilling.
That phone call made me sleepy. Econolodge for you.
Thank you for calling Econolodge Inn & Suites in Lethbridge. For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Thank you for calling Econolodge. Good evening.
Hey, Econolodge. I was just wondering, would it be okay if I was, like, to beatbox in my room? Can I, like, beatbox in my room? Is that all right?
Which room number are you?
Well, I'm not actually sure if that's really relevant or not, because, like, I'm just asking if it would be okay if I just beatbox up here. I do it entirely with my mouth, but I have to practice because the Grand Champions is happening tomorrow, and, like, I'm not totally ready. So I've got to start. I got to practice for the championship. So I just want to make sure that it's okay. I'm not gonna be that loud. I try to keep it down. Usually I'm using a microphone when I'm practicing, but I won't be using the microphone tonight. It'll just be me.
What is your room number? Are you already checked in?
Yeah, I'm checked in. I'm up here in the room. I'm just making sure before I start beatboxing if it'll be okay. If you want, I can beatbox while you're on the phone, and then you can see if it would be all right for me to continue to do it up here in my room.
Sorry, not allowed that.
Are you sure? Can I just do it for you, and then you'll see if it's okay?
I'm sorry, no.
Please? Just one little, like, just... Oh. Give me another one.
Beatboxing tonight.
Give me another one. I want to beatbox. I want to beatbox for one of these people.
Okay. Hold on.
I want to beep. I want to beatbox.
Beatbox?
And I want to beatbox, as in I want to smash some box.
Oh.
Let's go. Let's go.
Are you even allowed to say those things on the air? Won't the FCC not leave you alone or let you be you?
Because the FCC won't let me be or let me be me on MTV.
Beeping.
Oh, wait, no, it's their let me be me, so let me see. They tried to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty.
Motel 6, how can I help you?
Hey, man, yes. I'm just up here in my room. I had a quick question regarding sounds. So tomorrow I'm participating in the grand finals at the beatboxing nationals tomorrow. And I was just wondering, would it be okay if I practiced up here for a little bit tonight, if I just practiced my beatboxing in my room? Would that be all right?
No, the neighbor of your room might not.
Well, I don't think it'll be that loud.
What room number are you? Let me check who's next to you.
So usually I just use, I usually use a microphone, but I won't be using the microphone tonight, so it should be relatively quiet. I could do some for you, and then maybe you could determine if it's too loud.
What room number are you in, by the way?
I'm not actually sure, because I've been up here, I took a nap, I kind of forgot specifics. I know it's written down, but I don't know right now. So let me just, I'm just gonna do a little bit of beatboxing for you, and I just want you to tell me if you think it'll be too loud for my neighbors.
Yeah,
okay?
So, unless, okay, I don't know, because
cool.
If they are our neighbors,
right,
I will have to... Okay, still I need to know your room number. Hello?
Oh, hey. Sorry, man. It's hard to stop when you pop. You know, once you pop,
so,
you
so I need
stop.
To know
it's
the
like
room
Pringles.
Number. Then I'll check out who's your neighbor.
Okay. My room number, I want to say it's like 112, I think. Who's my neighbor?
Okay, 112. Let me check.
All right.
112. You sure 112?
I think so,
yeah. You don't have anybody in 112.
Like that. Oh, no.
So you can look at the door.
Oh.
If you can check on the door.
Alright, hold on. I think I'm in like one... I'm not really good at reading. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I'm dyslexic. So I kind of just see a little squiggles. I thought it was 112. It might be 114 or 116 or like... It could be 101 or 7. It could be anything, really. I'm not sure.
Okay, so you are not at Motel 6, right?
I think so. The one over here, down on 112 or whatever.
112, but which hotel in 112? Because 112, we don't have anybody here.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to say, is that, like, that's perfect. If there's no one in that room, then I can just beatbox all night.
Are you in Motel 6 in Lethbridge?
Yeah.
And you don't know your room number. So can you please come to the front desk so I will find out your room number?
Ask him his
name. What's
your
name or last
name? Yeah, it might take me a little while. Well, my name is James Scrub, but I usually sign in under the name Gabriel Featherbottom.
Gabriel Featherbottom.
There's no Featherbottom here.
No, we don't have this name here.
See, I was kind of drunk when I signed in down there. So I'm not really sure what name. I was up here sleeping it off. I kind of
had to fly in for the championships.
I can do it?
Okay,
right,
sure.
Cool. That's sweet. All right, peace. All right, thanks, dog. All right, I'm going to come down there later. I got the video games and some blunts. We're going to have a good night, all right?
Yeah. Bye.
All right. All right, there's no feather bottom here. There's no feather bottom here. Love it.
That guy in the background. There's no feather bottom here. What? Oh, it's so quiet because this is a serious part of the show. This is a serious public service announcement. You should sign up to be an organ donor.
At patreon.com/whoopee.
I need a couple kidneys, a liver, a few hearts, and a brain.
55 kidneys, 55 livers, 55 hearts, 55 brains, 55 organs.
Live on the Whoopee Wagon, I'm Whoopee, your host. Live in the studio with co-host James Scrugg, the Nilla Gorilla. And
the fucking
guest.
Absolute shithead.
Scumbag.
Who's in the chat? Is Tiff here?
Tiff, it's Tiff.
Tiff, do a call.
I was just lurking on some low high latency.
You are very low latency. You're very high latency.
I don't know what that means. I'm just saying.
That means that you're
you sound
you're very laggy. You sound like dog shit.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's Frank.
It sounds like you're talking on a walkie-talkie. That's okay. It's going to be a bit of a shorter show tonight. We're going to wrap it up here fairly soonish. About, I don't know.
Going to wrap it up when we wrap it up.
Ooh.
And we're going to...
Outside Dairy Queen, not going to help you.
Shit. Hi, Dairy Queen. I want to... How do I wrap it up there?
What do you mean, wrap it up?
Like, for... To protect it against the elements?
Sorry, like, I didn't understand you. What was that again?
I want to add, like, a layer of protection to my Dairy Queen.
For your ice cream?
I got a blizzard, and I don't know how to, like, wrap it up to protect it, and to protect me.
Oh, we can, yeah, you can put a lid on it.
I can put a lid on it?
Yeah, we can put a lid on the blizzard.
And how do I, if the lid gets stuck, what do I do then?
What do you mean, stuck?
If it, like, sticks on. You know how...
No, it will not.
You know how, like, whenever, like, paper gets wet, it'll, like, and it, like, sticks on itself?
No, I don't think, because we're using a cup anyway, and then we put a lid on it.
And what do I do about the firecrackers, then? Or a night style?
I'm not really getting your question, sir.
If I could get a blizzard night style.
Okay. Maybe you just come here in the store, okay?
You look at my horse. That's the right way to respond. I really wish I had ideas tonight. I kind of have nothing. I got this music, though. This music's pretty good. Welcome to the show. You're listening live.
Everybody get down, everybody get down, everybody get down. This is the part of the show where fucking shithead sings. Alright, I'm gonna sing. I'm a shithead. That's right. Suck a dick, kid. I don't give a flying fuck what to say.
Can't
I think
say that.
The music is gay. Oh no, I just did. Sue me, bitch. I ain't got shit.
You can't say
you don't know me.
Sequence.
I don't know you. I'm gonna say words in a sequence when I want to.
Welcome to the song.
Yeah. Welcome to the song. Every Whoopee show, there's going to be a song made up on the spot by James Scrugg. He needs a damn hug.
Shoutouts to Jake Glock.
Welcome to the shoutouts. Oh, Kid Glock.
Jake Glock.
Jake Glock. Kid Jake Glock.
our enemies now are street gang enemies are with the CBG. So if you're the CBG, we don't like you. And Free
LaFour. We don't fuck with the CBG. Free LaFour. I don't know LaFour, but free him. He's my homie. He's
the
real
one.
He's
in jail for defending
his
friends.
Call him? Can we call Jay Glock? I wouldn't mind talking to Jay Glock.
Free LaFour.
Free LaFour.
I do want to call Jay Glock, but I don't know what to say to him.
You gotta say my boy James Scrugg wants to fucking rap with you.
Yeah, I want to hear him. I want to hear him make music.
So
Free LaFour.
Free LaFour.
So it's Jay Glock everyone wants to talk to.
Jay Glock.
Let's see if we can get Jay Glock.
Let's try and get Jay Glock on the phone. I wasn't there for the original Jay Glock call. I still haven't heard it either. But
he's our family now.
Tiff, you're echoing.
Fucking Tiff.
You're echoing very bad, Tiff. Nope. And she's gone.
Oh.
Goodbye, Tiff.
Well, there's the Denny's. Jay Glock's domain.
Jay Glock.
I guess.
Jay Glock.
Let's call the Denny's where Jay Glock might be.
That's and I'm Jimmy Luger. What's up, everybody? Oh, I gotta take a bong hit.
Hello?
Hey, can you hang on 1 second? I'm in the middle of a bong rip.
Okay. What'd you say, mama? Who? Jew gave me, I don't even know. Okay. Thank you, though. Okay. Right, I got you next time, though.
What's up? Hello?
Hello?
My man, is this Jay?
No, my name's not Jay.
Oh man, I was hoping this was Jay. I'm trying to talk to Jay. You guys still got that Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity deal down there?
Okay, mama, bye. You said a fruity duty delicky duty?
Yeah, it's on the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity deal.
The Rudy Tooty Fresh and Tooty deal?
Yeah, man, with all the fruits on the pancakes.
Hey, Lario. Do we have a Fruity Duty Tooty meal? A Fruity Duty Tooty meal? No? I don't think we have that, sir.
This is not Denny's.
This is Denny's. Hold on, let me come on boss real quick.
You ain't got the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity at the Denny's? Is that not Denny's?
No, I'm finna call.
Y'all got the Moons Over Miami, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Moons Over Miami, and then, I thought there was the pancakes with the fruit on them, and that was called the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Is that somewhere else? You're blowing my mind. It's like the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. You don't got that down there no more?
I'm looking on the menu right now.
How long was I out? All right. Excuse me. Ah, fuck. That is some good weed, man. I had to tell you.
Mine's better.
Really good. Is it really?
Yeah.
That's impressive. I don't know, man. This weed's pretty fucking good. Really. It's like frosty, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like frosty. It tastes like chocolate.
I ain't gonna lie to you, sir. We don't got no Rudy Fruity is Tootie deal. Or whatever.
All right. Well, I was wondering, can you make me a Moons Over Miami, but can you put strawberries in it? Is that
you
allowed?
Want strawberries on your egg? And yeah, I got you. I can put strawberries on there for you. All
right. Well, I'm gonna come down there and I'm gonna get some of that. What's the maximum amount? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Fuck. How many can I order? Can I order a lot? Cause I'm doing a social experiment where I'm gonna feed the homeless, but it's gonna be kind of weird food.
You playing?
Nah, dude, I'm not. It's for TikTok.
So you smoking weed and trying to feed the homeless?
Yeah, we're gonna give them that like apple pie with like a cheese slice on it.
You know, weird American food.
No, I don't have that much of this weed. This weed's for me. I might smoke some people up if they really, you know, they really want to, but I don't have that much weed to go around. I can't just be throwing out free grams. That'd be awesome, man. If I had that much weed, I would be throwing out free grams all day.
How many moves over Miami do you want?
Well, like, I'm gonna get the actual number, but like, are you guys fully prepared? Like, do I need to give you time? Like, if I want to get like 100 of them,
you like, want to get 100 moon over Miami's?
Hey, well, yeah. I mean, I'm gonna come down there, so don't start doing anything until you see and hear from me, like in person. But is that something that I'd have to like talk to your boss, or can you guys just pump that out?
I'm finna call it right now.
Yeah, all right, so here's what you're going to do. You call your boss, let her know.
I need you to stay on the phone, though, so she can talk to you.
Oh, all right. I don't really think this through, man. I'm not going to lie to you. These dogs won't stop barking.
Somebody want to buy 100 moon over my hammies with strawberries on them. No. No. She said no.
She said no?
She said you have to come in and prepay for that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was the plan. That's why I was like, don't start doing it. I just want to make sure this isn't something that's going to take... You know, I mean, it's going to take a reasonable amount of time, but I don't need to give you, like, a week's notice. That's all I'm trying. I want to make this TikTok video so I get rich.
He said, yeah, that was the plan for prepayment.
Three to four. All right, cool. Well, that sounds great. I'll be down there tomorrow afternoon, probably around, like, 4:20 or so.
Okay. He said he'll be here tomorrow at 4:20.
Yeah. Can you spell things out with the strawberries on the hammies? On the mahammies?
Can I spell things out?
Yeah, like, can you, like, use the strawberries to spell, like, free LaFour? He hung up right away. Free LaFour.
Free LaFour.
That call went nowhere. In the worst way.
Oh. But, you know, if you prepay.
Yeah.
Wow. I am your host, Wappy. Wappy Zohagen. It's currently 10:36 and 30 seconds post Meridian Eastern Standard Time. September 25th, 2025. We're gonna do, it's a shorter show tonight. We're gonna do a couple more calls and then everyone's going to go to bed. If you're listening and you live in an applicable time zone, or even if you don't live in an applicable time zone, just go to bed immediately after the show ends, and that way we'll all be unified in the collective consciousness of unconsciousness. I'm your host, Wappy. It's Wappy's Wagon. Like, I kind of want to call Texas now. Specifically Fort Worth. Because it's the first part that got my eye. Shucks. Have I called Texas a lot before? Leaves.
you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham, Grapevine, Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, Northwest. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better.
3.
Super 8 Grapevine, how can I help you?
Hi, Super 8. What do I do about all the polygons here?
I'm sorry?
No, it's too polygonal. There's, like, too many polygons. Like, the poly count's too high.
I'm sorry. I didn't get your question.
Do I run, like, a simplify, like, modifier to remove the extra polygons?
No.
Or is it like a boolean operation?
No.
I want to simplify my topology. I want to like convert my n-gons into quads and tries. Am I allowed to do that there? Like
No.
Oh, so I have to just deal with my bad topology?
I'm not sure.
Because I ran quads to tries, and it just made everything into triangles, and now it's a little, like, messy to look at.
Okay.
And I just don't know what to do now. And I tried to, like, unwrap my UV maps, and it messed it up pretty bad.
Okay. Are you staying here?
Yeah.
What's the room number?
It's 55.
I'm sorry?
It's 55.
There's no room 55.
Oh. Well, is this the Super 8?
Is this the Super 8?
Oh, immediately hung up. Immediately hung up.
Welcome to the end of the show.
Welcome to
bedtime, everybody. Good night.
Good night. I think it's Jimmy's bedtime. I'm gonna.
Yeah. Let's... Gonna be going to get ready for bed here.
Okay.
But yeah.
Good night, Jimmy.
Figure. Tell y'all good night. Have a good rest of your show.
It'll probably go on for a couple more calls here. And then I'm going to go to bed because I'm pretty sleepy myself.
Yeah. Good night.
Love you, Jimmy. Love you, Jimmy. He's leaving the studio.
Love you, Whoopi. Good night. I'm leaving the studio. Bye.
He's got the pillow in hand.
And pillow in hand with my nightcap on.
Yep. And he's
ready
got the
go.
Candlestick.
Yep. Big old candlestick. All right. Good night, motherfuckers.
And there he goes.
Wait, can you hear me? Was I muted this whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was saying a lot of really funny stuff, man.
Aw. That just sucks, you know?
It just sucks, man. Yeah. I thought I was co-hosting the show with you guys, but... I don't know, you guys never really said much to me.
Because you were, you had yourself muted.
Damn.
Do you wanna talk to a hotel?
No, it's all, I mean, I will just try again next week.
Okay. I appreciate you.
Dude, I had some great lines, man. You would've really laughing.
Just sucks.
Express, how may I help you?
Hi, Holiday Inn Express. I just heard like from the guys that you're doing a good job down there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you guys are doing a good job, and like they wanted us to like commend you about it. So,
yes, sir. Appreciate that.
A round of applause for me here at the corporate office, not of the hotel, but of JuniorRat.com. We just thank you a lot down there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thanks. What'd you think of that?
I thought it was good. I thought it was a positive way to uplift someone's day. I think that's kind of cool.
I gotta do it more better.
I mean, I just think that trying to, you know, let them understand that they've won an award for customer service. Even if it's just an internal award, it could go a long way to brightening someone's day.
It could. Wait, this is a wings restaurant. Oh, I hope, hopefully no disgusting sounds are broadcast live on the air at rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy.
Thank you for calling Pluckers. Want to check the wait or join the wait list? Head over to Pluckers.com or open the Pluckers Club app for real-time information. Craving takeout instead? Please visit order.pluckers.com or use the app for quick and easy ordering. For catering information or to place a catering order for 20 or more people, please press 1. For store hours, please press 2. And if you'd like to speak to a Pluckers team member, please press 3.
There are 0 callers in the queue.
Thank you for calling Pluckers.
Oh, please. Thank goodness. What the fuck? What the fuck, man? You just immediately hang up like that? Wow. These Pluckers. Man.
I feel like it says a lot about the downturn in quality across so many aspects of our society.
Whenever they pick up the phone and immediately hang it up.
Yeah, he's not going to win any customer service awards anytime soon, I'll tell you that.
He's going to win a bad customer. Rowdy Cowboy.
Thank you for calling Rowdy Cowboy. Please hold for the next available agent.
Agent.
Thank you for calling Rowdy Cowboy. How can I help you?
Hi, are you an agent that works there?
I am.
I'm looking in my computer and it says you guys like won an award for good customer service. Bye. So congratulations.
Oh. Thank you.
And like it said, what's your name?
This is Julia.
It said Julia, like, won an award for good customer service, too.
Wonderful. That's exciting. Thank
yeah.
you.
I'm not sure how, like, applicable it is. It's a junior rat system, but it's here. I'm looking at it. It's real.
Cool. Are you going to deliver it to us?
We have it as a text file, and we could, like, send a text file to you.
Sorry, this phone doesn't receive text messages.
Oh, okay. Well, you can make it yourself. It says good customer service and dash Julia at Rowdy Cowboy. That's what it just says that in the text file. And I figure, like, now that you know about it, like, it's good to know, you know, and just keep doing what you're doing. And we appreciate you
Perfect.
Here.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we love your work here at Junior Rat.
Thank you.
All right. Yay, Julia! Yay! Like that. All right, I gotta go here. I get more files to input into the system.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye.
My phone doesn't have a hang up. Okay. That was fun. I get it though.
What do you think Buckshot's doing right now?
He's at that candlestick and he's like walking to bed and he's probably gonna like stretch out his arms and go like that, and he's gonna like take with the nightcap and the striped pajamas. He's just gonna lay in the bed and like close his eyes.
I hope he gets some really good rest tonight.
Yeah. Alright, I think I'm gonna call like one or two more places and then I'm personally gonna go to bed. It doesn't feel like I've been streaming that long, but I have, so it's Whoopi's Wagon, and I'm your host, Whoopi. It's currently every September 25th, 2025. It's not real. Oh, they didn't pick up. What am I calling even though?
Thank you for calling Spark by Hilton. This is Andy. How may I help you?
Hi, Andy. I drive the onion truck, and it broke down. I got to cut these onions in your parking lot. Am I allowed to do that?
Give me one second. I'm kind of new here. Let me ask somebody, okay? And let me check your phone number. Is that the one ending 01?
Yeah. Well, it's my dog's phone number. It's like a phone. It's like a novelty for my dog. So it just makes calls. It can't take them.
Okay, can I put you on a brief? There's somebody here I want to talk to.
Oh,
so you're not staying here. You were just passing through or something, and your car broke down, you said?
This is the one in Medicine Hat, right?
This is Grapevine, right?
Oh, it's the wrong number then. Thank you, though.
Okay, all right.
Bye. That's how you do it if you don't want to wait, I guess. I don't know. Oh, there's a whole wealth of hotels here.
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6 Irving. For reservations, press 1. For the front desk, or to reach a guest, please press 0 or hold on the line for further assistance.
Hello, thank you for calling Studio 6 DFW North. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For further assistance, please dial 0 or remain on the line.
I'll transfer you now.
Hi, Eric. Sir, I have to chop up all these onions. Is there anywhere I can do it in particular there?
No.
No? So, what do I do now? Because they're going to go bad. If I don't chop these onions up, they're going to go bad real quick. It's going to smell awful.
What room number are you from?
I'm like a public servant, I guess, kind of guy. Not a policeman. I'm not a policeman. I'm not a law enforcement. But I do it for the public's interest and the public's trust.
So this is a motel.
Yeah. I was going to do it in front of the motel. And I was just going to like pass them out to passerbys.
We don't have anything.
I have chopping implements and a cutting board. I was just going to chop up the onions.
We don't have anything.
Oh, I have it all here. I have chopping block.
This place was not allowed.
Not allowed?
No.
So I can't even chop an onion in my room?
You can do it in the room. If you want to get the room, you can get the room, and whatever you can do, you can do inside.
Well, I can do it outside too, can't I? Or in my car?
No, sir, it's not. No.
I can't chop onions in my car? That just doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem right. Okay. I'm kind of running out of ideas. I had no ideas, and I have even less.
Well, Whoopi, I think you're doing a great job nonetheless.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate everyone listening, everyone talking in the chat room. Cutting onions is illegal. Okay, I think I'm going to do one more, and then I'm going to go to bed, because I am pretty sleepy. I'm sorry if you popped in expecting 3 hours, but I don't have it in me tonight.
Hey there, we're glad you called the True by Hilton Coppell, DSW Airport North. Featuring our free hot topic breakfast, free fast Wi-Fi.
This is scary. No. I pressed the button and it immediately went dead. So quiet. What happened to all the music? Here it is.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the DFW North Irving Courtyard. This is Molly speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Maria. I have a big bag of onion skins and stuff, and I don't need them. Do you want them?
No, I think we're okay. Thank you.
It's it's good for stuff though. You if you'd trace on it, or if you're, you want any of the onions then?
No, I think we're all right.
Maria, Molly? No, Molly. I'm checking on my computer and it says you're doing a good job there. So keep it up. It says.
All right.
It says Molly. And it has a dash, and it said customer service award, but it's just on my computer. But it is real. It's there.
Gotcha. Alrighty.
Thank you, Molly.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Everyone does.
Oh, thank you so much. Was there anything else I could do for you?
No. Thank you.
Alrighty. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
A nice lady. Molly's a nice lady. I think that's it. I got nothing. I got nothing to my co-host is in bed asleep.
Oh, I need a... I didn't even... thank you for tuning into Wuppie's Wagon. I'm Wuppie, your host, Jimmy Scruggs. My co-host is currently in his bed, sleeping, getting that feather, going up and down, getting those honks and shoes in. It's currently 10:58 and 18 seconds post-meridian, Eastern Standard Time. You were listening live. Wait, do I play this one or? Okay, this one's good. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. It's bedtime. Everyone go to bed now. I command it. Seriously, though, thank you. Thank you for showing up, for listening live at roadstarter.com/wuppy, or potentially on juniorat.com. Individual calls might be on there once the web host, or once the webmaster feels like doing it. Peace. Good night.